The Gospel of John, chapter 16. I tell you all this to keep you from stumbling and falling away. They will put you out of the synagogue. Still more, the hour is coming when anyone who kills you will claim to be serving God. They will do this because they have not known the Father or me. I tell you all these things now, so that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not tell you about this in the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to the one who sent me, and none of you asks me where I am going. Instead, you are overcome with grief because of what I have said. Believe me, it is better for you that I go away, because as long as I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send him to you, and when he comes, he will vindicate the truth before a sinful world, and he will vindicate the paths of righteousness and justice. What is the world's sin in regard to me? Disbelief. What is the path of righteousness? It is the path I walk, by which I go to the Father, and you shall see me no more. What is the path of justice? It is the path on which the prince of this world will always stand condemned. I still have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into the whole truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but will speak what he hears, and he will tell you about the things which are to come. He will take what is mine and make it known to you. In doing this, he will glorify me. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that the Spirit will take what is mine and make it known to you. The promise of a new presence. A little while, and you will see me no more. And then a little while, and you will see me. Some of the disciples wondered, "What does he mean by a little while, and you will not see me, and then a little while, and you will see me?" And why did he say, "I go to the Father"? And they said to one another, "What does he mean by a little while? We don't understand." Jesus knew that they wanted to question him, so he said to them, "You are puzzled, because I told you that in a little while you will see me no more, and then a little while later you will see me. Truly I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy." A woman in childbirth is in distress because her time is at hand. But after the child is born, she no longer remembers her suffering because of her great joy. A human being is born into the world. You feel sorrowful now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. When that day comes, you will not ask me anything. Truly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. So far, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and receive, that your joy may be full. I have taught you all these things in veiled language, but the time is coming when I shall no longer speak in veiled language, but will speak to you plainly about the Father. When that day comes, you will not ask in my name, and it will not be necessary for me to ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and you believed that I came from the Father. As I came from the Father, and have come into the world, so I am leaving the world and going to the Father. The disciples said to him, Now you are speaking plainly and not in veiled language. Now we see that you know all things, even before we question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, You say that you believe? The hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each one to his home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have told you all this, so that in me you may have peace. You will have trouble in the world, but courage. I have overcome the world.